Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. There is a major snowstorm headed east. Washington, D.C. shut down for the most part today. As much as a foot of snow could fall there. ABC's Rachel Scott with more on what's happening in the nation's capital.
It's a snow day for just about everybody here in Washington, D.C., but not for Congress. By federal law, Congress must come into session today. They are on track and set to count the electoral votes, certifying the election results for President-elect Donald Trump. Presiding over it all will be his own former rival, Vice President Kamala Harris, fulfilling her constitutional duties.
Today is the four-year anniversary of the January 6th Capitol insurrection and has been declared a national security event. President Biden heads to New Orleans today, site of the deadly New Year's truck ramming that left 14 people killed, the first lady traveling with him. The president moving to block the sale of U.S. steel to Japan's Nippon Steel, and now both companies are suing, saying the move was political. The White House says the move was for security reasons. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. If you need something to eat today, Culver's is raising money for the Families of Abundant Life Christian School. It's part of the Make Your Meal Matter campaign. Nearly 70 restaurants across the state will be participating. They'll donate a portion of today's profits to the Abundant Life Recovery Fund hosted by the United Way. The amount donated can differ by location. If you want to support that effort, just look for the Make Your Meal Matter sign at the Culver's closest to you. Now, from past experiences, these fundraising days tend to be busy. So if you want to go, maybe build in an extra 10 or 15 minutes. Meanwhile, a downtown Madison favorite is closing. Short Stack Eatery announced they will not be renewing their lease. Any weekend morning on State Street, you'll see a line out the door waiting for a table at Short Stack. The owners say they'll be pursuing their next dream in a different industry. They say they'll be going strong until May when they shut their doors for good. And Wisconsin currently ranks in the middle of the pack when it comes to clean energy development. Right now, about 70% of the power the state uses is imported. But the Badger State has been able to maximize some federal initiatives in the last year to fund new projects. Oliver Schmitz, Associate Dean of Engineering at UW-Madison, believes the most important component in recent advancements in clean energy is community involvement.
Many of this technology discovery is community-driven. So people who consume energy, the communities out in the state are thinking about what is the fit for our community.
He says now the state would do well to focus on its baseload capacity or replacing coal plants with equivalent units of continuous energy. This month, the state announced a second delay of Columbia County's coal plant retirement. According to Clean Jobs Midwest, Wisconsin currently has more than 73,000 clean energy positions. And in 2023, the clean energy job market grew four times faster than the state's overall economy. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers lose to the Bears. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers lost at home to the Bears 24-22. It's the first time in 6 years Matt LaFleur has ever lost a game to Chicago, and he confessed calling a timeout with 15 seconds left to play probably helped the Bears get in position to kick a winning field goal.
And then at the end of the game, that's squarely on me. Hindsight's 20/20. I wish I wouldn't have taken the timeout because it gave them obviously way too much time to go down and operate.
The win snapped the Bears' 11-game losing streak to the Packers and helped rookie quarterback Caleb Williams get a win on his first trip to Lambeau Field.
I would say I think five times this season, and those situations didn't go our way, whether it was the Hail Mary or a bunch of other things. Being able to do it this way versus Green Bay, two-minute drive, couldn't ask for a better way.
Up next, the Packers face the Eagles in Philly on Sunday at 3:30 in the wild card playoffs. NBA, the Bucks are on the road tonight against the Toronto Raptors. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-20s. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low near 10. Back to the mid-20s for your Tuesday. For Wednesday, partly sunny, a high near 19. And we'll drop into the single digits Wednesday night. Thursday, mostly sunny and a high near 26.
Right now, it's 19.
Matt and Air on Air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question. Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country. It's...
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, the Dane County Humane Society will be here with another round of The Dating Game.
And we'll see if you can finally find a pet yourself.
Oh, I'm hoping.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ago, the American people elected Donald Trump as the 47th president of the United States of America. Thank you for that very generous applause. It's okay. There are no election deniers on our side of the aisle. See? One should love America. One should love America when you win and when you lose. That's the patriotic thing to do, and that's the America that House Democrats will fight hard to preserve because we love this country. America.
Almost Speaker Hakeem Jeffries, who only lost by a couple of votes. because bag of rats. Chris, this would be Trump's statement on the sentencing in New York.
Are you really going to read that?
No.
Okay.
She's just showing.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the sound that you say I make when I lift weights. Pretty much it. Okay, let's get a legal breakdown on that.
Her name is Barbara McQuaid.
Attorney Bob McQuaid?
McQuaid is the best.
University of Michigan law professor, former prosecutor, just all around awesome. About the law and Barbara McQuaid joins
the final showdown belongs to McQuaid.
Happy New Year, Bob McQuaid. Wolverines!
Hey, happy
Lions.
New Year, Stephanie.
Happy New Year.
Go Lions.
Yeah. Yeah, go Lions.
I've warned you in advance, I only want answers I want to hear this morning. Now, I've worn my Justice t-shirt just for you.
Okay, it looks good.
Should there be a good question mark, or will there be? So let's talk about the... So Trump raged on Truth Social, as he does, against Judge Mershon and others after he was ordered to show up to a sentencing hearing next week for his criminal hush money case. After being ordered to Friday to the sentencing hearing, he, of course, said Joe Biden and Kamala Harris directly or indirectly were involved in both of the... Okay. Anyway, the same lies we keep hearing. So, Barb, what... I feel like we're operating totally outside the realm of the law that you love at this point, because he should, by any other standard, he should at least be sentenced, right? You can't appeal until you've already been sentenced, correct? But obviously, we've seen so many extraordinary delays and appeals and rulings that what is your take on what will or what can happen by next week?
I think that this sentencing will go forward on Friday, but, you know, I think it's going to be one of these things that satisfies nobody, because the judge has made it clear that although he has rejected Donald Trump's challenges to the verdict and that, you know, he can't be convicted of a crime, The judge has also indicated that he plans to give what is referred to as an unconditional discharge. So that means no prison time, no fine, no probation, not even like community service to pick up litter on the side of the road. So he is, I think this is going to be at least, Donald Trump will stand as a convicted felon. I'm sure he will appeal the verdict, and that will continue. But there's really no significant reason to believe that this conviction should be overturned. It was found by a jury. Juries have given great deference in their verdicts. And so it may be that even though he doesn't get any prison time, he does stand branded as a convicted felon.
Funny you should bring up picking up garbage. Don't you think he should be sentenced to pick up at least the McDonald wrappers that he's thrown out and is littered in his own life? Okay. I'm looking for any measure of justice here.
Yeah, I get it. I understand.
But there is, I guess, a scale at this point, right, that he wanted to dismiss. So it just wasn't dismissed because, like you say, I don't understand what legal universe we're in, whether it's this one or pardoning the January 6th terrorists. These are people that have been convicted and already admitted to crimes. Like, are we in a period now of trying to go back to rewrite history and just say a jury didn't convict me, they didn't plead guilty to this? Where are we legally?
Well, it is a strange time, especially if Donald Trump does pardon those January 6th defendants. But I think it is important to remember that we can't rewrite history. One of the things that Judge Merchan writes in his opinion, trying to fashion a sort of retroactive immunity, that because he's the president-elect, that should wipe away the conviction that happened last May. And the judge rejects that. So the judge says he's trying to balance three things. One is the president's ability to carry out the job he was elected to perform by the voters. Another is the rule of law. And finally, what he calls the sanctity of the jury's verdict. And so that should carry weight. That should be honored historically. That does not get rewritten. And so his effort of sentencing Donald Trump is to say, you are formally now hereby known as a felon, even though he will not serve any prison time.
Yeah. Well, okay. But so I guess so he can't appeal it until he's sentenced, correct?
Correct.
But is there some other, because he always tries everything, right?
Yeah.
So some other way
so,
to delay
he,
or to...
He could. Like, he could try to get some sort of emergency stay. He could try to get some sort of writ of mandamus. He could go to a higher court. But I really think most courts are going to say this case really is not ripe until you are sentenced. And since the judge does not intend to, and I think it was probably quite deliberate. You know, it's very rare that a judge will say in advance, here's what I think I'll do on Friday, without even hearing all the arguments.
Yeah.
Because I think he probably wanted to cut off at the pass any notion by another judge that he planned to throw Donald Trump in prison just before he's about to take the oath of office.
Yeah.
And so I think he'll fail. I think that he will get sentenced. I think it'll be no prison time. I think he will appeal, and then they'll examine the record of whether there was any error at the trial. And, you know, if that's the case, then a verdict can be overturned. But based on what we've seen in the record, it was a pretty sound trial. It was a pretty sound jury verdict. Verdicts are given great deference. And so I imagine that even though he will serve no prison time, which I think is unfair to the rest of the world who do follow the rule of law and who do get punished for their crimes, he will not get any punishment for this. But at least the historical record will note that he was convicted of a felony.
Yeah, yeah. So we will be inaugurating a 34-count convicted felon on January 20th. Happy New Year, everyone.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, so this sentencing, one expert explains it as basically you can get on a Zoom link. I'm going to say thank you. You've been convicted by a jury. The court imposes a sentence, gives you unconditional discharge, meaning there's nothing that happens to you, no jail, no probation, no nothing. But we just closed the book on this case, and I think that's pretty much all that happens on that day. Barb, did I understand correctly that the other option would have been to delay this whole thing until he's out of office?
Yeah, in fact, that is what Alvin Bragg's office asked for, is to just kind of pause the case, put it on ice for 4 years.
Right.
You know, in some ways, that's kind of a satisfactory result, isn't it? Because it's not a permanent immunity that a sitting president gets, this idea that a sitting president cannot be prosecuted for a crime. It's a temporary immunity until they leave office. He'll be just an ordinary citizen in 2029. But the judge rejected that. He thought that having this hang over Donald Trump's head brought with it some stigma that would make it difficult for him to perform his duties. Imagine that. We don't want to stigmatize the reputation of Donald Trump keeping this hanging over his head. Better that it is
now. That's the first thing you learned in law school. I imagine that if it gives someone a sad, then you don't want to do that. You don't want to turn that frown upside down. So one analyst was asked about the Trump spokesman's claim that the sentencing runs afoul of the U.S. Supreme Court's immunity decision. He said that is so not true. So the Supreme Court's immunity ruling was about whether a former president is permanently immune from criminal liability. How does that apply here? I mean, it doesn't, does it?
Exactly right. It just doesn't, because the conduct in this case all occurred pre-presidency for Donald Trump. Remember, this is all about the payment of hush money to Stormy Daniels and then falsifying records to make it look like this was simple, ordinary legal fees to Michael Cohen, while Michael Cohen was sort of laundering the money and paying off Stormy Daniels. All of that occurred pre-presidency for Donald Trump. And so the idea that somehow he's protected by that is really just sloppy thinking, right? I mean, you have to think methodically. You have to think about in terms of timing when this all occurred. And so that argument just doesn't carry any water.
So on this January 6th, do you think he is going to pardon all of these January 6th people? And I just, again, I am not above my pay grade to know how you can pardon, you know, people that have already committed crimes, admitted they committed them, been sentenced, gone to prison. Like, how would this work?
I don't know. You know, Donald Trump is certainly not one known to, you know, always carry out what he says he will do. So the mere fact that he has said this doesn't mean he will. Though he said he's going to do it in about 9 seconds. I don't know how he chose that amount. He's also sometimes said, those who are innocent. I will pardon those who are innocent. Well, I don't know that any of them are innocent. I mean, they have all been convicted either by guilty plea or jury trial. And so they've been afforded due process. So there's no reason to think any of them are innocent. But I think if he does carry out this plan for a pardon, it would be a terrible blow to the rule of law. These are people who injured police officers. One police officer died from his injuries later.
Yeah.
They used vigilante violence to breach the Capitol, to use brute force to achieve what they could not through the ballot box. You know, I'll give you an analogy, Stephanie. Sometimes, you know, there's this argument that, well, they believed they were doing something righteous. They were acting out of patriotism, thinking that they were trying to restore a stolen election. There are ways we can challenge elections in this country with audits and lawsuits, but what you can't do is use violence to achieve the result. If you have a dispute with your bank, Stephanie, you could go in and talk to a teller. You could demand to speak to the manager. You could write a letter to the bank president. You could sue the bank. Mm-hmm. But what you can't do after you lose all of those levels is go into a branch and reach into the teller drawer and just take what you believe is
right.
yours.
Yeah.
Just because
yeah.
you believe that it's rightfully yours. And that's what those people did that day. So
yeah.
I think that it would really open the door to political violence as long as you are acting in service to the leader.
Yeah. I'm in progressive radio. I don't really have any money anyway, but thanks for the analogy. The bank would be like...
If you did.
The bank, like, do you want it in all ones or quarters? So, Barbie, again, you know, as we sit here on January 6th, you've probably seen this Washington Post reporting that President Biden believes, you know, Merrick Garland was a mistake and was too slow to prosecute Trump for his role in January 6th and allowed an aggressive prosecution of his son, Hunter. I obviously would agree. I'm seriously curious your take on that. I know that, you know, you're an institutionalist having worked in those institutions and all of that. And I defended Merrick Garland for a while, and then I got off the train. Where are you?
No, I still am on the train, I think. And I know that's not what people want to hear. People are angry with Merrick Garland because they think we like to have someone to blame. But I take them at their word when they say they were investigating ties to the Proud Boys, ties to the Oath Keepers early on, that they were exploiting phones and communications records. Having investigated and prosecuted complex corruption cases, and none at this level of complexity, I can tell you it takes years to put a case like that together. What we saw by the January 6th committee was incredible, but remember, there was no cross-examination. There was no other side. There was no closing argument. There was no guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. And so that was a nice start, a nice assembly of evidence, but it was not enough to prosecute a case. I also think that even if this case had been charged a year earlier, as some people say, oh, they wasted a year, it wouldn't have gone to trial before the election anyway, because we are still one more round at the Supreme Court away from ever going back to a jury trial. So I don't think it would have finished anyway. And the last thing I'll say is, it is not the Attorney General's job to prevent somebody from achieving elected office. That is the job of the voters. Mm-hmm. And the voters indicated they didn't care. It was clear all of the things that Donald Trump has done, and voters, the majority of whom, did not care. So I don't lay this at Merrick Garland's feet. I lay this at the feet of people who voted for Donald Trump and the disinformation machine of the Trump campaign.
I hate everyone, so I lay it at everyone's feet. Okay. Also, I wasn't listening to anything you said because you didn't say what I
wanted
to hear.
I know, it's not what you want to hear.
She was going blah, blah, blah. In
blah,
her
blah,
head.
Blah, Barbara McQueen. Fancy law degree. But last question, Barb, though, is, you know, obviously a lot of people that worked on the January 6th, of course, he was raging about Liz Cheney again yesterday. A lot of people that worked on the January 6th committee, you know, are asked, you know, are you going to take a pardon? Are you afraid? And I know one of them, I can't forget who was on TV yesterday, Barb, saying, like, I'm not concerned. There's no evidence. But is that going to matter in Trump 2.0? I mean, they're going to make sure they try to bankrupt people, if nothing else, right? And say they're under investigation and make their lives miserable. I mean, that's part of retribution, isn't it?
Yes, I think so. I agree that it is unlikely that any of those people will be convicted of any crime. Right. And that's because there's just no evidence that anyone did anything wrong. I think the members of Congress will also be protected by the speech or debate clause. But those are defenses that have to be asserted after charges are filed. And so I think they could make people's lives miserable. Simply being the target of an investigation brings with it expenditures in the form of attorney's fees, harm to your reputation, stress, emotional cost. And I also think even if they don't get charged in court, I think they could find themselves hauled before congressional committees where their lives could be made miserable again, just to give members of Congress, you know, their little clip to post on social media or the 6 o'clock news. So I do think that there is something to fear with this vow of revenge.
Yeah. Well, at least we don't have Attorney General Matt Gaetz. That's all I can say. And everybody cheered when they said he was leaving Congress.
Yeah,
and now he has a TV show, and he looks like a cast member in Cats, the movie. I don't know.
George Santos tried to correct his makeup.
Yeah.
Okay. Barb, thanks for taking time. Best of luck to all of us.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thanks so much.
Glad you bring a little humor to this.
What's not funny about all this? All right.
Happy
love
New Year.
Happy New Year. Love you, Barb. 22 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by your New Year's resolution.
Mine?
What? Yes, to make some better sleep.
Oh.
Scott, right? You're going to need rest up, man. We've got to. Oh. He's not even in office yet. Are you exhausted?
Mm-hmm.
Cozy Earth completely transformed my sleep. It's made all the difference. Oh, let me explain too how what it's like when I have to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night.
Oh.
So I'm under my cozier sheets, like a little snuggly lasagna with my Cozy Earth, you know, my duvet cover, my comforter. But Bonnie and Clyde are on either side of me, like right on my hips, like little bowling balls, like pinning me down. So I have to do a sort of a maneuver that I. You know, it's like a yoga move that I have to squeeze myself out because you cannot move them
in
any way.
You have to basically plank over them.
I have to plank. You cannot move them in any way.
Right.
I have a terrific core strength due to having to get out of bed.
Good.
Yeah. Because I don't want to disturb the Cozy Earth sheets or Bonnie or Clyde.
Oh, God, you can't do that.
You can't. Small terrierists are snuggled in Cozy Earth sheets, you cannot move them.
And they weigh like they're 100 pounds versus the 10 pounds or 11 that they are.
No, that you cannot move them. They cannot be moved. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my exclusive code Stephanie up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get a post-purchase survey, don't forget to say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
I don't know what the hell we just heard.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's a new year, and it's time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now's the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit
FFRF.us/Miller today, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Miller to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply. It's never been more important than right now. Visit FFRF.us/Miller today.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Welcome to Staples.
I am so pumped. My business is going to kill it this year.
Awesome. How can I help?
First, a new computer.
With Staples home and office hot deals, you save big on tech.
And new posters.
Save on custom printing, too.
And
A new chair?
A chair. Who has time to sit?
Maybe all your new clients?
Now you're talking.
With Staples home and office hot deals, you'll find huge savings on custom prints, storage, chairs, and tech. And now save up to $175 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 2/1.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Stephanie Miller.
The Stephanie Miller Show. President Biden slammed those trying to rewrite and erase the violent events at the Capitol a year ago today in a scathing editorial. He urged Americans to never forget and warned the nation must not fall prey to revisionist narratives seeking to blur the events of that day. How many times have I said that? That is their goal, is to rewrite history,
yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. Is to Donald Trump is going to get whoever it is to declare he won,
yep,
in 2020, and January 6th, yep, never happened, and we must never, ever forget.
Never surrender.
Never. Ever.
Ever.
Really? I would not even have the breath in the entire of 2025 to read this.
He just wouldn't stop this past week.
You only have like 30 seconds left in the...
It's not worth it.
The legal system is broken. Businesses can't take a chance of getting caught up in the quicksand. It's all rigged in this case against a political opponent. Me!
Okay,
is he just cutting and pasting at this point?
Yeah.
Phoning it in? Because it's the same...
He is.
Whining, whiny, whiny, whiny. Okay. I believe children are the future, and that's why we have Victor Shi coming up next hour on The Stephanie Miller Show.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Within Madison city limits, the first Christmas tree collection cycle begins today, so you'll want to have it out at the curb if you're ready for it to leave the house. The Madison Streets Division will be out all week grabbing them. But if you're not ready yet, that's okay. The next tree collection cycle begins in 2 weeks on the 21st. And if you'd like to see your tree get a new life, a zoo in Baraboo will take it. Ochsner Park Zoo is accepting Christmas trees for their animals. More than 100 people have already done it, and now their Arctic fox, goats, otters, and even snakes are enjoying them. I checked with the staff at Henry Vilas Zoo here in Madison. They said they do not need Christmas trees, though. Lake Mendota froze just long enough for somebody to win $1,000. Last month, we told you about the Mendota Freeze Contest hosted by the Clean Lakes Alliance. People submitted their guesses of when they thought the lake would freeze over. Now, it's the State Climatology Office who officially makes that determination. They say it froze on Christmas Day, but just barely. According to the Clean Lakes Alliance, there was a bunch of fog and the ice melted quickly. But that still counts. Director James Tai on how they used to determine whether the lake was frozen.
They decided that if you could get into a boat with a keg of beer and not get across the lake, it was frozen. So, you know, everything revolves back to boating and maybe a little beverage or two. But that's the official way, and that's still how we track it. It's not if the whole lake is frozen. It's just frozen at its most major points.
Now it's a much more scientific process, but the principles are pretty much the same for the state climatologists. Now, 21 people correctly guessed that the lake would freeze over on Christmas. So the Clean Lakes Alliance did a random drawing, and Dan Standiford's name was picked. He said he's entered the contest for years, and he's never even come close until now. He won a $1,000 gift card from Land's End. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-20s. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low near 10. Back to the mid-20s for your Tuesday. For Wednesday, partly sunny, a high near 19. And we'll drop into the single digits Wednesday night. Thursday, mostly sunny and a high near 26.
Right now, it's 19.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll recap the weekend's news and we bring back Beyond the Cheese. Wisconsin knitwear is featured. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
I first want to take issue with the word choice of the gentlelady from Minnesota who kept on talking about a mandate, a Republican mandate. Where's the mandate? Is it in the room with us? Maybe it's hiding under the table. But the last time I checked, Republicans actually lost seats in the House of Representatives. Republicans now have the slimmest majority in nearly 100 years. One would think, given the closeness of the election, that we would hear more about the importance of working together and bipartisanship. But you'd be wrong.
Representative Jim McGovern went on
look
to say,
look closely at the bills that they are paving the way for. Anyone notice what is missing? They're not doing a single thing they promised to do. They ran on the economy. They talked about egg prices and gas. You know, where is that today? Nothing for workers, nothing for to lower food prices, nothing about rent prices or helping people buy homes, nothing about inflation or prescription drugs, nothing on creating jobs, nothing on the economy. Someone should ask, what happened to all their promises? Was it all BS?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know he was asking. Talking to me?
No.
Yes. Yes.
You didn't ask you.
Okay. Uh-oh. Are you ready for your first full-fledged Guess the Quote of 2025?
Uh-oh. You did one last hour.
Yeah, you did. You did two last hours.
This has a theme.
Oh, okay. All right.
New data reported in the past few days indicate that murders are way down. Illegal immigration at the southern border has fallen below, even below where it was when Trump left office. Roaring stock markets finished their best 2 years in a quarter century. Who said that?
Huckleberry Hound.
No, that'd be Peter Baker in the New York Times talking about how very, very fantastic everything is here in the USA, which Trump just called a disaster. The United States is a disaster. It's going to be magically fixed in two weeks, as you know. Okay. You know. Who said jobs are up, wages are rising, the economy is growing as fast as it did during Trump's presidency. Unemployment is as low as it was before the COVID pandemic and near its historic best. Domestic energy production is higher than it's ever been. Who said that?
Underdog.
No, that would be Peter Baker in the aforementioned New York Times. Okay. Who said the America that Mr. Trump will inherit it from President Biden beginning January 20th is actually in better shape than bequeathed to any newly elected president since George W. Bush came into office in 2001? Who said that?
Peter Parker.
No, but, oh, that was,
that was
good
a good one, though.
Spider-Man.
That was
no.
good.
No, Peter Baker, New York Times, yeah. Who said President Barack Obama inherited two foreign wars and an epic financial crisis? Mr. Biden inherited a devastating pandemic and the resulting economic turmoil. The MAGA leader is inheriting an economy that is about as good as it ever gets. Who said that?
Kathy Baker.
Oh, it just doesn't effing matter anymore.
Wow.
I love her, though. She's
fantastic.
I watched
fantastic.
Picket Fences over the holidays.
I love Picket Fences. I love that show.
The U.S. economy is the envy of the rest of the world. It is the only significant economy that is growing more quickly post-pandemic than pre-pandemic. After inheriting an economy in free fall and skyrocketing violent crime, President Biden is proud to hand his successor the best-performing economy on Earth, the lowest violent crime rates in over 50 years, and the lowest border crossings in over 4 years.
Peter Piper.
No, I think that one's different.
Did he pick
Moody's
something?
Analytics something. It doesn't matter. The point is...
So it wasn't Peter Baker?
The point is...
You disappoint me, Stephanie.
Oh, join the club. This is just, you know what? I'm just going to stick with headlines that make me happy. Donald Trump supporters are waking up to the reality of their ballot choice.
Shocker.
We're in the find out portion of the F around and find out, and he's not even in yet, right? After Trump's recent pro-immigration comments and the reactions... This was the best. This is the best bag of rats ever, wasn't it?
Yeah,
because he ran on the most anti-immigration platform ever, and then Ramaswamy and Musk said Americans are too stupid. We can't hire them. And MAGA's like, no. Okay, they collectively said herp.
Yeah.
And also derp.
They made it sound like you make when you're working out.
Which is. That is the sound of MAGA. Enjoy. Okay, let me get to the fun facts in this story. Trump is receiving major backlash. Fight, fight, fight. Big bag of rats. From MAGA voters after publicly siding with Elon Musk in support of H-1B, the program that grants visas to skilled foreign workers in high-tech industry after years of campaigning on anti-immigration policies. Vivek Ramaswamy said American culture has venerated mediocrity over excellence. Trump himself said, we need smart people coming into our country. Didn't he just say? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. My voters are obviously stupid. They voted for me.
Yep.
We're not giving you jobs.
Joy.
We need a lot of people coming in. I've always liked the visas. I have many H-1B visas on my properties.
I know we're not supposed to call Trump voters stupid, but so
they're stupid.
Elon Musk just called. Okay. Let's see. So these are. Oh, hang on. This is where it's festive. These are just some of the maggot reactions. We didn't vote for him to increase legal immigration. We don't need many more people coming in. It's a slap in the face to his voters.
No kidding.
Yes. Slap out of it. Snap out of it. All of you. Let's see. I'm just...
Snap out of it!
Did we get swindled? Oh, yes, Skeeter, you did. I didn't vote for globalization and importing people from countries that hate us. We voted for America first. Just want to report that a lot of Trump supporters feel backstabbed and betrayed by Trump following his Elon worshiping in the H-1B fiasco. Been out of decent work for a long, long time now, and I'm fed up. Trump just gave Democrats a midterm victory in 2026. Hooray! Is this why we work so hard to get Trump elected? They should be ashamed at what they're saying about Americans. What a stab in the back. Betrayal at its finest. We were basically used to keep him out of prison.
Aww, yes. Now they realize it.
Yes, Moran, you were.
They got a brain, Morans.
Yeah, get a brain, Morans.
Get a Brian. It was get a Brian, Morans.
Trump needs to tread very carefully here. I walked away from the Republican Party of Bush Cheney once and came back for Trump. If he tries to take the party back down the oligarchic, pro-corporate neocon path again, I'll walk away again in a heartbeat. Importing cheap neighbors' labor to take jobs away from Americans is the opposite of America first, Elon and Vivek. See, there is some common ground here. I say Elon and Vivek, and also your stupid Trump voters.
Yeah.
Okay. Turns out America first doesn't mean American first. I officially regret my vote for Trump. WTF is going on here. This is not what we voted for. And finally, the American people don't want to trade illegal invasion for legal invasion. Stop H-1B like you promised and don't make the American people compete with the world for their jobs.
All right.
I don't like these people who are going to vote for Harris anyway.
And what was Elon's lovely Christmas tweet? Something about go yourself in the face?
Yeah.
Something people that...
He's so positive.
He apparently stole that line from Tom Cruise in Tropic Thunder.
I enjoyed Trump's usually festive holiday messages, didn't you? Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and all the radical left leaders. Okay. Hi, Sue in Rockville. How do you do?
Well, Happy New Year to you,
you
all.
Too. You too.
And Jim McGovern said exactly what I wanted to say first,
right.
Which is, there's no mandate. There are way more of us. Again, our problem is that a third of the people, more than a third, didn't even vote. And so they silenced themselves and have allowed this atrocity to continue. This is just terrible. I want to thank Mike for including us, putting me and Karen into his song. That was a very lovely treat.
You've been jingled twice now.
Peter, I'm just amazed. But I'm sitting here in 6 inches of snow. I'll come inside in a minute.
By the way, the Stephanie Miller Show regrets the error of posting a thing about my bike ride in 80 degrees. I apologize to the entire half of the country that is a frozen tundra.
Well, after this call, I'm going into hibernation until the end of March. So.
No, you're not. You're going to be a D.C. sexy liberal lady January 18th.
Right, we will.
Okay.
100%. I do want to say, is that the same Peter Baker who spent the last 4 years trashing Biden?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Now a warning from the New York Times about how good things are now.
Yeah, now a warning? And I just want to say a real shout out and thank you to all the political cartoonists, from Michael Diatter, of course, Anton Nays, Mike Lukovich, all of them, because they have shown more courage than all billionaires have proved in the last month is that they are cowards, and the only thing their money buys is rampant narcissism and believing that their poop doesn't stink, as my mother used to say.
I love this. Did you see
themselves.
I don't know whose cartoon this is, but it has the Washington Post, it has Woodward and Bernstein, all the president's men, and now it says the president's man, and it's Bezos just sitting on Trump's lap,
Michael Diatter is his name.
Oh, okay.
He's just another one of the good guys. Like I said, Lukovich, Telnays, they're just brilliant, and they just will not bend a knee. They will not comply. and we will publish. I just sent you four of their different cartoons because that's what, you know, if a picture's worth a thousand words, these are the people leading the resistance. And in 2 years, not 4 years, we will reclaim this country. And yeah. I'm not giving up. I'm not bowing down. And I'm not going to forget January 6th.
Good
ever.
For you. And you know when the resistance begins? January 18th at the Warner Theater, right after the People's March. I will see you there.
And then get out of here.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Get the heck out of this area.
Yeah, I will. I will. Possible. All right. Love you, honey. Yes. Like, yes. Through a goose on laxatives. I will be out of there Sunday morning.
Sure.
But I will be there for the People's March and for a... speaking of which, Jillian in Corvallis, Oregon says, Mama, I just purchased a ticket to the live stream. It's pay-per-view as well.
That's right.
Of Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Inauguration Show. I love to gift more tickets to family and friends around the country. Do you offer gift purchases for this event? I'm sure Sexy Liberal fans would like to share this event with their loved ones, either in real time on January 18th or over the next, 4 years,
yes.
Whatever. So... SexyLiberal.com.
SexyLiberal.com. There is a gift option when you go to the MeatHook site.
Yes.
MeatHook is the company that does all the ticketing and stuff like that.
That's
so
right.
So and once you get to the MeatHook site, there is a gift option.
Yeah, it's the beginning of Resistance 2.0. Please join us. That is January 18th. Join us live. JoJo from Jurors is our first panel member. We're working on a bunch more. It's been the holidays, obviously, so we have a bunch of more exciting surprises. Bob Sasko and hopefully Carl Frisch. I just talked to Bob yesterday.
Yep.
We'll hopefully be we have to think of something new humiliating to make them do for this Sexy Liberal. Is that patriotic song available that your friend wore for the... Oh,
I can have...
I picture Bob Seska and all sorts of...
I can have Christian send.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're about the same height.
His patriotic banana hammock.
Nebraska Nick can send his, too.
Oh, you good.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. All right. So,
Bob and Carl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots more surprises. JoJo from Jurors coming down, and lots more surprises. D.C. Sexy Liberal, January 18th. That's the last one. It's the big finale extravaganza. It's Jody Hamilton's birthday. Just do it.
It is.
I'll be 58.
What?
I'll be 58.
Oh. Well.
I don't lie about my age.
Well, I need adult supervision around here.
I got a birthday next week.
Yes, you do.
I know. You guys in the same week.
I know.
Okay. I'm a little lady in the Titanic. Shut up, both of you. 46 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by FFRF.
Burf. Burf.
Freedom from religion.
Yes.
This might be more important than ever going into it's a new year, right? Time to make a difference if you've been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters. It is time to join Freedom from Religion Foundation, a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They are standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science.
Science.
And reason in government. When you become a member, you don't just join a cause. You're joining a community. You get access to exclusive content, like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Take some action. Go now, FFRF.us/Miller today, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Become a member today. Text Miller to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply.
Wow, yes, yes, I love it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, the state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, and overwhelmed, right? Like we're going in the wrong direction. There's nothing we can do about it. But there are many ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do is switch your phone company to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All, over $95 million over the years. And those nonprofits need our help now. Now more than ever. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart and easy way to make a difference. Just go to credomobile.com, and for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at credomobile.com. One more time, that is credomobile.com. The code is STEPH25.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea.
Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Matt Nair on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on Air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
For women.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
We're having a fight about nostalgia because we're old.
Well,
Eve tweeted, nostalgia is unfairly maligned. Until there's a future, we should be able to listen to 90s rock guilt-free. I contend that, what do you call it, Smash Mouth is rock. How is it not rock?
It's not rock, it's pop.
Nirvana, Radiohead, Green Day, the Smashing Pumpkins, the Chili Peppers,
Alice those are all Kane, rock.
Pearl Jam, Soundgarden.
Smash Mouth is pop.
Yeah,
I like it.
Stephanie Miller. You're a rock star,
get the show on. It says rock right in there.
Well, just because you say you're rock doesn't mean you are rock.
What's yacht rock? What's your favorite rock? Christopher Cross, is he yacht rock?
Yes, he's definitely yacht rock. He's all over that documentary.
Yes, he is.
And listen, who knew he was on peyote when he wrote the sailing song?
Yeah.
Wow. See, we need comfort things.
HBO has that. If you like yacht rock, see that.
It's great.
Or even if you like music. The Yacht Rock documentary on HBO is amazing.
It's fantastic.
Did you see? I watched the documentary about the We Are the World.
Yes. The Greatest Night in Music.
That was great, wasn't it?
I don't know why my favorite will always be Bob Dylan. It's just, we're big.
Well, and what they reveal in that.
I know, just pick a note, Bob.
They reveal in that documentary is that Stevie Wonder had to teach Bob Dylan how to sing like Bob Dylan.
Right. Right, because he's an excellent mimic.
Exactly.
as what do you call it? Charlie Rangel used to call Jim Ward.
Right. Yeah,
that mimic's going to get me in trouble.
Bob Dylan was going to sing it straight, and Steve was like, you can't sing it like that.
You got to
sound like Bob Dylan. You got to sound like this.
And, yeah. Yeah. And Bruce Springsteen, as usual, sounded like he was tanking a giant duty.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Blink 182, rock band.
That's rock.
Okay. All right. I just was asking what your
Pantera,
favorite 90s.
Pantera, Nine Inch Nails. I could go on.
Okay. All right. But please don't go on.
I mean, Black Hole Sun, I think, is the best song of the 90s.
That's a good song.
That one.
Soundgarden.
My headphones are doing that thing where I can hear every other word Jody says. And they're all fantastic, by the way.
Not now.
All right. Can I just say I talked to Bob Seske yesterday. I texted with JoJo from Jers, our filthy, hoary text that we normally do. And then I also texted this to Dr. Redlener. We were, because I need my – people were – thank you for missing us. We missed you, too. I need all my little North Stars to get through,
great
too.
Great best ofs that I worked my ass off.
Yeah, they depressed people because they were pre-election.
Well, I tried to warn you. I didn't have a lot to work with.
And Chris did have to come in for a week of our 2 weeks.
Yes. Chris Lavoy, please thank him. He had, because we can only run so much in advance, so he had to come. And then I kept popping down here and bothering him.
Christmas morning, for God's sakes. You came down here on Christmas morning when I was here.
Did you give him anything?
I was lonely. My sister wasn't here yet. Hi, what are you doing?
Working.
Did you have to undo the alarm?
Anyway, thank you, Chris. Yeah, he did it okay. Thank you, Chris Lavoy, for providing those best ofs for America.
Yeah. Sorry they depressed you, but I warned you that it was going to be everything before the election, except for like the last couple.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, this is what I texted this hero doctor, a hero of democracy. To the people we're going to need, I'm telling you, Dr. Mike posted, in my practice, you will vaccinate and you will vaccinate on time. You will not get your own, quote, spaced out schedule that increases your child's risk of illness or adverse event. I will not have measles shedding children sitting in my waiting room. I will answer all your questions about vaccine and present you with facts. But if you will not vaccinate, you will leave my practice. I will file a CPS report. Not that they'll do anything for medical neglect, too. I have patients who are premature infants with weak lungs and hearts. I have kids with complex congenital heart disease. I have kids who are on chemotherapy for acute lymphoblastic leukemia who cannot get all of their vaccines. In short, I have patients who have true special needs and true health issues who could suffer severe injury or death because of your magical belief that your kid is somehow more special than other children, and that's what, and what's good for other children is not good for yours. This pediatrician is not putting up with it, never have, never will. We're going to need every single one of you heroes of democracy out there. So, yeah, good for him. By the way, is everyone being more positive on Twitter now? Matt said, tweaking the algorithm to promote positivity right as Trump becomes president, you can imagine what will be deemed negativity. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Now we can only say positive things because, right the orange show is starting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll get right on that, Elon.
Because he's too fragile to handle criticism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also go yourself in the face. As you would say. Elon Musk retweeted someone that said, how can someone with 53 prior arrests continue to be on the New York City streets? Elon Musk said, makes no sense. And someone else said, someone with 34 prior felonies is about to become president. Just FYI, just community note. For those of you keeping track. Okay, Larry in Minnesota, real quick. Hi, Lair.
Good morning, beautiful people. I hope it's warm where you are.
Yes, it is.
Say two really, really quick thoughts. Paula Poundstone has now come to Duluth, Minnesota, and put on a comedy show, and she has sold out before you even get tickets.
Yeah. That's right.
And the second thought is, oh, bitch, please, ask Billy West if that is not Katie Seagal. That's my $10 bet.
I know. And then someone said Allison Janney from Drop Dead Gorgeous.
And you know it wasn't from that because you've seen the movie.
Well, I don't know
times.
If it was.
No, she watched it. She watched it. She said it wasn't it.
Yeah.
All right.
I still need to watch The Duff because somebody thinks it's from
We will
that.
Die not knowing who said that. Okay. Victor Shi, our little stem cell, next.
a new choice.
Madison's real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I am live from Madison and welcome singer-songwriter Katie Scullin into the studio. Then Matt Miller and I discuss award season and 2025 upcoming movies. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More than 200 vehicle crashes in Virginia Sunday afternoon. In Kansas, over 1,000 cars stranded on the road after snowfall trapped them on the interstate. The weather system that brought snow and ice to the lower Midwest and plains is now over the East Coast, including Washington, D.C. ABC Stephen Portnoy says even though it's a snow day there for most federal workers, those in Congress have an important job to do.
Members of the House and Senate will traipse through the snow as they make their way to the joint session. The process will have Vice President Harris overseeing the count and announcing that Donald Trump has defeated her. It's a duty Al Gore similarly performed after his loss to George W. Bush 24 years ago. Congress passed the Electoral Count Reform Act in 2022 to clarify the vice president's role is strictly ministerial. She has no power to set aside a state's electoral votes.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is set to speak less than an hour from now. Most expect him to announce he is stepping down. This is ABC News.